constitutes a miracle? Now, where I was working a couple of months ago now, I was working in one of the quarries, and I was just looking around and seeing, basically it's a limestone quarry, and so you're stuck in a big hole, it's got four white walls, and up on the top of it there's a few trees, and I was looking at them and I was thinking it's an amazing thing just to see the creation that's there. And when you're working by yourself, your mind gets a chance to think about a few different things and by having a bit of prayer. And I came down to thought, well, really, that's a miracle when you start looking at what is around. So I started thinking also, what do we actually consider to be a miracle? A lot of people think that it's just a healing or it's a provision, protection, something like that, something a bit more standout-ish. And it is really, it is all of those things. It's the type of things that we do expect, and the Lord tells us that these signs will follow those that believe. And so we can expect all that type of stuff. But we've also spoken to people, people who aren't spirit-filled, and they say that they've never seen a miracle. And yet what they are seeing in the creation, what they see in life, my sister talked about cows. I like cows. Cows are peaceful. You go out in the paddock and they're just out there, they're eating, they're looking around, and it's just peaceful. And to see a calf born, it's an amazing thing when you think about the process and everything that happens. And it's not something that can just happen. Obviously, there's things that's set that have to be in motion, and I won't go into all that. If any kids here, you haven't talked to your folks. But what do we expect a miracle to be? What do we expect to take place? Actually, talking about the miracle of creation, talking about Squid and Beth with their testimony this morning. They know all about that. They can let you know. But to think of what a miracle is, it is something that obviously that God is able to do. According to a Bible dictionary, it tells us it's an event in the external world brought about by the immediate agency or the simple violation or by the will of God, operating without the use of means capable of being discerned by the senses and desired to authenticate the divine commission of a religious teacher and the truth of his message. It's something that happens which is above nature and above man. So in other words, a miracle is something that can't just happen. It's got to be done by God, really. Now, we think about New Guinea. New Guinea is an amazing place when you hear about the miracles that take place there and the things that go on. And we can sit back sometimes and think, well, why don't we see some of those things happen here? Because you're hearing about people that baptized and spirit-filled and they're walking again, or the blind are seeing, the deaf hearing, and all those types of things. But just a bit of a spoiler alert, and we've heard quite a few testimonies here, we see exactly the same things here. In Adelaide, I assume there's probably 1,000 or so people. In New Guinea, they've got 110,000 people. So the chances of seeing a miracle or seeing more miracles, if you like, are going to be where the 110,000 people is. But that doesn't mean that God isn't doing exactly the same things amongst us. We are all the same. We all believe the same. We know that God is still able to do the miracles. And you have a talk around to some of the people, and there's some amazing testimonies of people from being literally risen from the dead to healed of a common cold. So it doesn't matter what it is. God is able to do an amazing thing. So what I want us to do tonight is maybe think just a little bit outside of the box. Instead of thinking that a miracle is only a healing or a provision or something like that, have a look at a few things just to try and maybe just think outside so that we can get a bit more of an understanding and an increase in our own faith or understanding or belief about what God is doing. So Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 to 5 says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day." And verse 31 says, "And God saw everything that he'd made. Behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." So Was the creation a miracle? Obviously it was, because it is nothing that anybody else could do. It could only come from the power of God, and it's only what the power of God was able to do. God created everything. He set everything in motion and everything and a plan and purpose for everything and how it was meant to work. Now, if we look at the person next to you, and when you see it, do you see a miracle sitting there? You might see an alien, maybe. That is scriptural, by the way. We're told that we are aliens because we're not looking to stay here. We want to go elsewhere. But if we do that, the human form and how it works isn't just something that could happen out of everything. We see this nice facade that we have. If we saw what goes on inside and how it's all meant to work and how everything else goes together, it'd be an impossibility for to sit down and try and think about how it's all meant to come together. Now, I don't know much about all the how it's meant to work and all that type of stuff, but it is an amazing thing. And how life is created. When you look at the creation, you see the animals, the different types of animals and insects and everything there. It's all an amazing setup that God has set going. You look at the sun and the moon. If we didn't have those, we wouldn't have life here on this place, and yet they're just a couple of things that are up there in the sky. Do we see these things as miracles? When we go outside and have a look, at home we can see stars, and you can go outside, and Franco, our neighbour's about 300 or 400 metres away, so it's really good, our neighbours are quiet. And we do know them, by the way. But you look at the stars, you look at life, and you look at these things that are around about. Do you see the miracle behind it all, or do you just see the stars are up there? Yeah, there's the moon. There's the trees, there's the grass, needs mowing again. Do we just see it as something that's there? We live a life where we see so much, and people around us who aren't spirit-filled see exactly the same things. They don't see anything there. And yet if we stop and have a look, we can see God behind every single thing and behind it all. And it's only through his miraculous power that it could come to pass. God creates life. Man can create inanimate objects, but he can't put life into it. It is just something. Even these AI robots or whatever, artificial intelligence and all that type of stuff, and these phones that you can blame, are all things that are just things that man makes, but you can't put life into it. It is only God that can put that life there. God is that spark, that miracle that is there. So sometimes we need to stop and take time to smell the roses. Instead of just rushing past and think, oh, yeah, they look nice, and keep going, just stop and have a think about the creation side of things and the miraculous things that are there. Acts 2, verse 1 to 4. And it says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. And verse 37 to 9, it says, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So again, do we classify that as a miracle, as something that could only happen and be inspired of God? Who else but God can do these types of things? And this is a new creation, if you like. We've been reborn. We're born again now. We've been given this new life, this new hope, this new direction. And it's through a miracle that's taken place. When we get in on our knees or drive the car or whatever you're doing and you're praying in tongues, do you think about it as being an amazing miracle? It's probably the biggest miracle that we will ever see, and we can do it any time, day or night, no matter where we are, no matter what circumstance or situation. Do we think of it as a miracle, or is it just something I speak in tongues? We're talking to God. It's amazing thing. Sometimes we need, what is it, you can't see the wood for the trees? It is a situation that we become so blasé about things because we're just so surrounded by it that we're not seeing things, we're not seeing the amazing things of God. And sometimes just to slow down, just to stop and think about these types of things might give us just a little bit of more of a perspective when we start thinking about the other needs, whether healings and provisions and other things that we've heard so far of testimonies at this camp and also at other places as well. Sometimes we need to just start on the smaller things to try and build up our faith, build up our understanding, our knowledge, if you like, so that we're able to grasp what God is actually able to do and capable of doing, rather than sit back and think, right, I've got this need, I need a major healing, now how do I go about it? You know, sure, I can pray, but all right, nothing's happened, now what? What do I do now? Where do I go? Instead of sitting back and think, well, you know, we prayed about the circumstance, now we're going to let God work about it, because I know what God can do, because I can see the creation, I can see the amazing things that are already around about us and the miracles that are there. God does some amazing things. Don't be blasé about the different things that we are seeing. Just Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. It says here, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now at the Amplified, it says, now to him who, in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. What God is saying, doesn't matter what it is or what your circumstance is, I can work in it. When he starts talking here about super abundantly, he's not saying I can help you out, I can sort out your situation. He said it's going to be super abundantly. And he says far over and above all that we dare ask or think. Then it talks beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. We're told that God's thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways, and the two are far separated. When we start asking for things, we start looking at the needs that we have, don't think about it. It's our worst attribute that we have, because we tend to think and expect God to work certain ways. We don't know what is the best way for God to work in our life and to do stuff. The best way for us to do is just to keep believing that he can. And as it says here, that he wants to do things for us. He wants to work in our life. You know, and we look around, we can see his hand everywhere. And if his hand is there and his hand can do these things, you know, in the creation, how much more can he do it for his new creation, which is his spirit-filled people are looking to him and walking with him. You know, God is able to do these things. We may not understand, but God can do it. So don't restrict God at all. Sometimes it doesn't hurt just to go back to basics. Just go back to right to the very start when we first received the Holy Ghost, and just think about the joy that you had when you first spoke in tongues and how you realized that suddenly God was around and that your lives were never going to be the same again and that the miracles could happen. You know, we start back there again sometimes. Sometimes we, like I said, we don't see the miracles that are there. We can't see the wood for the trees. So just apply the basics. Just keep going. What is it, the kiss simple, keep it simple, stupid? You know, I can really relate to that stupid bit, because there is so often you do something and you think this is how it's going to be. I can do this. And God, a little bit later on down the track, says you're way off track. So keep the whole lot simple. If we're looking for a miracle in the healing or provision or whatever, we can expect that. But sometimes just stop and have a look around and see what God has already set up there, the miraculous things that are there that we see every day, and just stop and think about the greatness of God. Amen.